In this news update, it's being brought to you by Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, make it Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. In a recent Huron County Circuit Court proceeding heard by the Honorable Judge Prill, Charles Bruce Hiltz II received sentencing for prohibited weapons possession and a probation violation. Hiltz, age 42, was found with two firearms while on probation for a third offense of operating while intoxicated. His blood alcohol level was 0.112 when contacted by probation officers. The defense cited Hiltz's alcoholism and a Huntington's disease diagnosis, presenting letters from his daughter's family requesting consideration for his limited time. The prosecution noted Hill's two prior felonies and 22 misdemeanors, advocating for a sentence within the 7 to 28-month guideline. The court acknowledged Hill's health and the submitted letters, but emphasized the probation violation and the prohibition against felons possessing firearms. Hiltz's probation was unsuccessfully discharged. For the probation violation, he was sentenced to 365 days in county jail, with credit for 182 days already served. For the firearms charged, he received 365 days in county jail, with credit for 1 day served. The first 7 months of his sentence are to be served up front, with the remaining time held in abeyance, contingent upon his compliance, including work release with regular substance testing. Fines and court costs were also imposed, and the firearms were forfeited. And in Huron County Circuit Court, before Judge Prill, Brendan Austin Schlebeck pleaded guilty to probation violations. Those violations stemmed from an incident on April 25th involving alcohol consumption and operating a vehicle while intoxicated, which breached his probation terms. Sentencing for Schlebeck is scheduled for June 22nd at 11 a.m. The court has ordered a pre-sentence report and updated probation violation report. Existing bond conditions, including tethering, will remain in effect until sentencing. And a commercial truck hauling a trailer overturned Tuesday afternoon in Huron County's Sebring Township. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, the crash happened around 3:32 p.m. on May 6th along Wildner Road, about 528 feet west of Unionville Road. Investigators say the eastbound 1999 Kenworth construction truck was turning from a private drive onto Wildner Road when the rear trailer entered a ditch, causing the trailer to overturn and spill its contents. Deputies reported the roadway was dry at the time with cloudy daytime conditions. The 18-year-old driver was from the Gagetown area and was not injured in the crash, and he was wearing a shoulder and lap belt. Authorities reported no signs of alcohol or drug involvement, and no other vehicles were involved. The truck sustained functional damage and was removed from the scene by a towing service. A private party later cleaned up debris from the ditch area. Deputies listed improper turning as a hazardous action contributing to the incident. And we'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
We like to think we can fix anything. Plumbing issues? I got this. Drywall repair? No problem. But there's some jobs when you should just call in the professionals. When you have electrical issues, need wiring, rewiring, AC electrical motors, generators, new construction, and more, call the number one electrical company in the Thumb, Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. From simple wiring to complex electrical systems, Maurer Electric can handle it at competitive pricing.
This is Nikki Melnick from Maurer Electric. No job is too big or too small. Call Maurer Electric today at 989 989- 989-2691. That's 989-269-8171.
And we're back with a look at more news. A U.S. Army soldier has been sentenced to 17 months in prison and a bad conduct discharge following a trial regarding the abuse of a fellow service member. The sentencing also includes a reduction in rank as part of the military's disciplinary action. The case highlights the military's ongoing efforts to address internal misconduct and maintain a standard of professional behavior. The Army stated that the proceedings were conducted in accordance with Uniform Code of Military Justice to ensure accountability. And a lawmaker in the Democratic Republic of Congo reported that suspected Allied Democratic Forces fighters have killed at least 879 civilians in the Ituri province since January. The attacks have triggered a worsening humanitarian crisis and massive displacement. Insecurity remains a major challenge in the region despite ongoing military operations. International human rights organizations are calling for increased protection for civilians and a more robust response to the escalating violence. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, make it Mauer Electric of Bad Axe.
Mauer Electric of Bad Axe, the most experienced Thumb Area electrical contractor, is ready to energize your project from micro to macro, from a shed to a barn, from a home to a commercial building or farm. Mauer Electric services most brands of generators. Are you storm ready? Get a generator checkup or purchase a new generator from Mauer Electric of Bad Axe.
From commercial to residential wiring and more, call Mauer Electric. This is Nikki Melnick. Call for a free estimate, 989-269-8171.
Contact the leading electrical contractor, Mauer Electric of Bad Axe.
And that has been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.